In late August, the National Park Service will be 100 years old. That centennial will get lots of attention, as well it should. The National Park System is a centerpiece of this country. Places like the Grand Canyon or Gettysburg are essential to appreciating this country and understanding our place in it. In a new book about the national parks, writer Terry Tempest Williams says, "These are places where we stand on the periphery of awe." Kansas isn't exactly the first state that comes to mind when you mention national parks, even among the people that live here. Kansas doesn't have any national parks, but the National Park Service operates all sorts of preserves, trails, and historic sites in the state. Probably the best known is the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve in the Flint Hills down by Strong City, operated by the Park Service and the Nature Conservancy. Even though it's a national preserve and not a national park, it's hard to tell much difference. It's an important part of the National Park System, the only one of their facilities that is dedicated to the Tallgrass Prairie. There are lots of other Park Service operations in the state. Fort Larned in south central Kansas was a stop on the old Santa Fe Trail. Many of its meticulously restored buildings are made out of bright red Dakota sandstone. Fort Scott in east central Kansas is an equally impressive, though somewhat older fort, along an old military trail. The Park Service is also responsible for national historic trails that cross Kansas, including the California Trail, the Oregon, the Pony Express, and the Santa Fe Trails. And it administers the Nicodemus Historic Site in north central Kansas, a town where African-American exodusters relocated after the Civil War. One of the most recent additions to the National Park Service facilities in Kansas is the Brown v. Board of Education National Historic Site in Topeka. Established at the Monroe School in 1992, it commemorates the Supreme Court's 1954 decision that said separate but equal public education was unconstitutional. I visited the Brown v. Board of Education site a few weeks ago. Seemed like an appropriate time. It was startling to walk into a building and be greeted by signs that said white and colored. The building was full of families, probably on summer vacation, who were learning about the court case, about segregation before and after 1954. And that, it seems to me, is one purpose of Park Service facilities, to tell us stories that we should know, no matter how challenging, to show us places that we should see, to protect places, including those that we may never get to, places that, as Terry Tempest Williams writes, hold stories of who we have been and who we might become. So visit some of these places and consider their stories this summer when you hear about the Park Service anniversary. It's not just Yellowstone and Yosemite. It's all places and stories across the country, including some right here in Kansas. And those are central to who we are.